Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Neurocrine Biosciences agrees to acquire Soleno Therapeutics for $2.9 billion to gain Vykat XR, the first approved treatment for hyperphagia in Prader-Willi syndrome. BioNTech announces it will close its Singapore vaccine manufacturing facility by February 2027, as declining COVID revenues drive a strategic pivot, and pharmaceutical executive examines two emerging frameworks that specialty drug manufacturers are using to protect patient access and benefit savings in a shifting payer environment. Neurocrine Biosciences has agreed to acquire Soleno Therapeutics in a deal valued at approximately $2.9 billion. Paying $53 per share in cash, a 34% premium to Soleno's closing price, and a 51% premium to its 30-day volume-weighted average price. The acquisition adds Vykat XR, the first and only FDA-approved treatment for hyperphagia associated with Prader-Willi syndrome, which generated $190 million in 2025 revenue for Soleno and is expected to be immediately accretive. The deal gives Neurocrine its first commercial foothold in metabolic disease, adding to its existing portfolio of first-in-class therapies in neuroscience and rare disease, and the transaction is expected to close within 90 days. BioNTech has confirmed it will close its vaccine manufacturing plant in Singapore's Tuas Biomedical Park by the end of February 2027, following a comprehensive strategic review. The German biotech acquired the facility from Novartis in 2022 at the height of the mRNA era, when it was intended to serve as BioNTech's Asia-Pacific regional headquarters and produce several hundred million doses of mRNA vaccines annually. Falling COVID vaccine demand, BioNTech posted a net loss of 1.14 billion euros in 2025 and projects a further 25% revenue decline in 2026, and a strategic pivot toward oncology and non-mRNA therapeutics have made the facility increasingly difficult to justify, and roughly 85 employees will be affected by the closure. Finally, a new article in Pharmaceutical Executive outlines two distinct approaches that manufacturers of specialty drugs can deploy to preserve patient access and reduce out-of-pocket costs in the face of evolving payer benefit designs. The piece examines exception pathways, mechanisms that allow patients facing restrictive benefit structures to access savings programs outside the standard formulary flow, alongside in-benefit optimization strategies that work within existing plan designs to maximize the value of manufacturer assistance. As payer tactics grow more sophisticated and specialty drug spend continues to climb, the article argues that manufacturers who understand and strategically deploy both models will be better positioned to support patient adherence and protect commercial performance. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.